Welcome. I'm glad you're able to join me today for the Getting on the Right Path with Your Workplace Savings Plan podcast. This podcast is designed for those who are not currently enrolled in the plan or who are looking to understand more about how to finance their lifestyle in the future. What you will learn today? How to prioritize your savings, the benefits of saving at work, choosing your investments, and determining your next steps. Common sense budgeting. Let's explore how to create a budget, creative ways to reduce spending, and the importance of saving for retirement. If you're in the first 10 years of your career, you're in a great position to make the right financial decisions right from the start. If you're past that point and haven't gotten started yet, it's not too late to get on track. Make the right moves with your money. Many of us do not have a good handle on what we spend our money on, and we're also afraid of the word budget. But having a budget puts you in control, so you can enjoy your money instead of worrying about the bills. First, list your regular monthly expenses. Keep track of all your variable or day-to-day expenses for 2 or 3 weeks. There are the usual things, like your mortgage or rent, food, transportation, but don't forget to include things that you consider small. Your morning coffee, bus fare, movie tickets, and credit card purchases. Second, categorize your expenses. Which ones are essential? Which are discretionary or nice to have? There are some expenditures that you can't live without, such as housing cost, food, car payments, and utility cost. Third, once you have all of your expenses laid out, take a look at where all your money is going. Be creative and looking for ways to reduce some of your spending. Fourth, establish your budget by factoring in your income from salary or other revenue. Fifth, remember to stay focused on your spending behaviors. We all know that unexpected things can come up that can sometimes take us off track. But with a budget in place, it will be easier to get back to the spending behaviors you were following prior to that unexpected occurrence. What do you spend your money on? When you create your budget, it doesn't have to be a huge project. In fact, it can be done in a few easy steps. And by having a clear understanding of your expenses, it can help you free up cash to save for other goals. There are two types of expenses you'll need to plan for. The first is essential expenses, the ones you know you absolutely need, such as a mortgage, food, and healthcare. The second type of expense is discretionary expenses, those things you don't need but would like to have, such as travel, hobbies, or club memberships. Many professionals recommend cutting back on your discretionary expenses and using that money to save for retirement or other goals that you may have. Remember, the goal of successful budgeting is learning to live within the bounds of your discretionary income. Your workplace savings plan is hard to beat. With a budget you can live with in place, now you should consider taking advantage of your retirement savings opportunities. This starts with your workplace savings plan. While this may seem contrary to what you may have heard, such as you should consider paying off credit card debt first or saving for college before retirement, we believe saving for retirement should be considered as a top priority for most Americans. Why? You can probably get loans to pay for other things, a house, a car, your children's college tuition, but there are very few ways to fund your retirement. In addition, your workplace savings plan offers the following unique combination of benefits: ease and convenience. Your contributions are taken directly out of your paycheck. You can increase or decrease your contributions as you see fit. Your plan may also offer an opportunity to automatically increase your contribution amount annually. The investment choices offered in your plan are an excellent way to create a diversified retirement portfolio. Tax advantages. Another benefit is that the contributions to your savings plan are tax deferred. You may actually lower your current taxable income if you contribute to this plan on a pre-tax basis. Also, your money grows tax deferred. In other words, you are only taxed on the money once you take it out. What that means is, during the time you're saving, you do not have to pay any taxes on the account as long as you keep your money in it. Compounded growth potential. Any earnings on your savings are reinvested right back into your account where they can help produce additional earnings. Remember that investing does involve risk. The value of your investment will fluctuate over time and you may gain or lose money. maximize your workplace savings opportunities. At this stage in life, you probably have a lot of competing financial priorities. You might be paying off debt, saving for a first home, or starting a business or family. Still, the advantages of saving towards retirement early while balancing your other goals cannot be overstated. Don't put it off another day. While you may not be at a point where you can contribute the maximum annual salary deferral limit, the important thing is to invest what you can afford and start right away. To start, we believe you should consider starting off with what you are comfortable contributing. You can always change your contribution amount at a later date. Keep in mind that your decision to start now may help you accumulate a lot more for retirement, and by increasing your contributions even a little may potentially have a big impact later on. Many financial planning professionals suggest that you can estimate how much you may need fairly easily by assuming you may need 85% of your pre-retirement income each year you are in retirement. To achieve this, consider setting a savings goal of 15% of your paycheck toward your workplace savings plan. This amount includes both your contributions and any employer contributions. And remember, pre-tax contributions may actually lower the amount of current income taxes you pay each period. Strive to reach the maximum annual pre-tax contribution limit. Once you're at that level, you can think about other tax-advantaged savings vehicles outside of your workplace savings plan. The fundamentals of investing. Let's explore the principles of asset allocation, different investment types, and the importance of diversification. The first step to smart investing is building a portfolio that's appropriate for your situation. Asset allocation and diversification are the two main principles that can make it happen. Asset allocation just means putting your money in a range of investment types to help manage your risk. Typically, these include stocks, bonds, and cash. And since different asset classes react to changing market conditions in different ways, appropriate asset allocation can help you maintain confidence through economic ups and downs and even increase your potential for better returns over time. In fact, up to 91.5% of variations in returns can be attributed to asset allocation. Source: Determinants of Portfolio Performance, Brinson, Hood, and Bebauer, Financial Analysis Journal, July through August 1986, and Determinants of Performance 2, an update, Brinson, Singer, and Bebauer, Financial Analyst Journal, May through June 1991. This represents a landmark study which has not been refuted and which stands today as a valid, widely accepted theory. The three investment types and the role they play. Each of these investment types offers unique advantages. By understanding the role each type of investment plays, you can put together an asset mix that can help bring you closer to your goals. Stocks, also known as equity investments. Stocks give you the greatest potential for growth, but they also come with the highest investment risk. Generally, the more years until retirement, the longer you have to ride out short-term changes in the market, and the bigger the role stocks could play in your asset mix. Bonds, or fixed income investments, are generally less risky than stocks, so they can help offset some of the investment risk stocks can create. The potential risk and return on bonds is moderate, lower than stocks, but higher than short-term investments. In general, bond prices rise when interest rates fall, and vice versa. This effect is usually more pronounced for longer-term securities. Short-term investments, also known as money market or cash investments. These are considered the least risky of the three investment types. They also tend to produce the lowest returns over the long run. Short-term investments become more important as you get closer to retirement. Diversification is spreading out investments within investment types. Diversification is how you choose to spread your money within those stocks, bonds, and short-term investments. By investing in different companies, industries, countries, and business sizes, you'll have greater overall potential for growth because your portfolio is not dependent on the performance of any one investment. Mutual funds, like the ones available within your workplace savings plan, can help make diversification fairly simple. By definition, they include a variety of stocks and/or bonds, and if you choose funds that make different types of investments, it can help take care of your asset allocation needs as well. asset allocation plus diversification equals a smart asset mix. Your asset mix is the percentage of stocks, bonds, and short-term investments you have in your portfolio or account. Diversification is how you spread your assets among the different asset classes. Combining asset allocation and diversification skillfully can help you reduce portfolio risk and market volatility. Match your investment strategy to your time horizon, financial situation, and risk tolerance. Tap into market opportunities. Avoid the pitfalls of market timing. But remember, neither diversification nor asset allocation ensures a profit or guarantees against a loss. Make saving a priority. So what should you consider doing next? Make saving a priority. If you're not already enrolled, enroll in your workplace savings plan. Set your savings contribution rate. Start where you can and increase to 15% annually over time. Choose investments. Pay down high interest credit card debt that you may have. And lastly, create a budget and find ways to save more. The important thing is to invest what you can afford and start right away. Investing involves risk, including the risk of loss. This information is intended to be educational and is not tailored to the investment needs of any specific investor. This podcast is intended for U.S. persons only and is not a solicitation for any Fidelity product or service. This podcast is provided for your personal, non-commercial use and is the copyrighted work of FMR LLC. You may not reproduce this podcast in whole or in part in any form without the permission of FMR LLC. Copyright 2014 through 2017, FMR LLC, all rights reserved. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC, 900 Salem Street, Smithfield, Rhode Island, 02917, 663745.11.0.